NPR's business news starts with an airline merger that almost didn't happen. If it weren't for sky-high fuel prices, Delta might have continued flying alone and not given in to pressure to merge with Northwest. But the need to reduce costs has grown so great that Delta executives went back to the table.
Last night, the two airlines announced a deal to combine their two companies. Under the agreement, Delta will buy Northwest for about $3 billion in stock. Delta CEO will run the new company, and if regulators say okay, this would be the largest airline in the world in terms of traffic.
We're going to talk about this with David Field, U.S. editor for Airline Business Magazine, regular guest on this program. David, welcome back.
Good morning.
Not to put you on the spot, but I have to mention, last time you talked with us about this, you said the merger was all but dead. What happened?
It came back to life, revived by the terror serum known as oil prices. Even a month ago, many airline executives thought that oil would behave itself.
And go back down below $100 a barrel.
Yes, and it didn't. And bear in mind that when you talk about $100 a barrel oil, the airlines are talking about $130 a barrel because they pay more to have it refined into aviation fuel.
So you're saying Delta and Northwest seriously thought about this merger, didn't look like it was going to be worth it, but as oil prices keep going up and up and up, there's a desperation to do something to cut costs.
There's a desperation to do something, and we've seen the economy simply get worse and worse. I interviewed the president, the number two, at Delta on February 29th, and he was saying then, yeah, we can make money on our own, we can make money at $100 oil. But it's 6 weeks since then. Not only is oil up and staying up, but people are starting not to fly. The economy is going into a downturn. And one of the first things that dies is discretionary travel.
Now, if you merge two airlines, though, doesn't it take years to reorganize things and get some savings out of that?
Indeed, it does. You get some immediate savings by cutting out a headquarters, cutting out a fair number of flights, and in the creation of a network. But yeah, it takes years to get the full synergies. And I hope people can hear the quote marks around the word synergy. And it takes years to get over labor issues, even if they had gone in with labor eager for a merger. And that's what we thought was going to happen 6 weeks ago. Even if they'd gone in with labor as full allies, you would have a long time getting the unions merged and integrated as well as getting the systems.
Well, let's talk about that. The reason that you came on and said that it looked like this deal might be dead a little while ago is because the pilots' unions could not agree on seniority, who was going to have greater seniority and greater leverage in picking flights and so forth. Have the pilots' unions agreed at this point?
No, they haven't. What has changed is that Delta, which had committed very, very solidly to not going into any kind of a merger deal without a pilot agreement before the deal, Delta has said, maybe we have to do it without the pilots.
Can they do that?
They can. Legally, they don't have to be nice to their pilots. You can go into a merger with pilot groups hating each other. It doesn't help. Look at U.S. Airways. U.S. Airways and America West merged in the autumn of 2005, and the pilot groups there basically are picking knives out of each other's backs.
Mm.
And you don't get the full benefits of a single seniority list, being able to have a pilot fly pretty much anywhere on the system. Basically, you're running two airlines that are coordinated but not merged.
These are two carriers that have been in bankruptcy, both of them in the recent past, and we've been seeing one airline after another go into bankruptcy or even go out of business in recent days. If the merger does not work out for these two carriers, do they face bankruptcy or worse?
The large airlines, the brand name airlines, Coke, Pepsi, Delta, Northwest, American, all have enough cash and enough credit to keep going. It is smaller carriers with niche business plans, carriers with unique situations that face death. And there's more than one of those. We have seen three airlines go into bankruptcy and shut down. There's a fourth that will shut down in May. And we had Frontier, a very well-liked airline, go into bankruptcy last Thursday, even though they're still flying. But no, the big airlines are going to stay in business. They may just have a very rough time getting through next winter.
David Field of Airline Business Magazine, thanks very much.
It's my pleasure.